Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity Channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
Today's session is called Open Language and Textured Movement, an Inclusive Approach to Dance. Our speaker is Laura Jones. She's a personal friend of mine, so I'm very excited that she's here to join us. I've seen her perform numerous times. I've also had the pleasure of training with her. She's been dancing professionally for 19 years and is currently head of talent development for Stopgap Dance Company, which is an integrated contemporary dance company based in Kent in the UK. Laura's done choreography for mass movement work, such as the Heritage Flame Ceremony for the Rio 2016 Paralympic flame handover and for the 2012 Paralympic Games opening ceremony. Laura teaches dance to people of all ages and abilities, as well as training dance teachers on inclusive practice and doing speaking and consultancy work on inclusivity. So we're super happy to have Laura here. Before I hand over to her, just to remind everyone, if you do want to come into the room to have your video on, that's really appreciated. So please click the raise hand button and we will bring you into the room. Take it away, Laura.
Hello there. Hi. Thank you, Jamie, for that lovely introduction. Welcome, everyone. As Jamie said, please do, if you want to come into the room so I can see you, that would be lovely. So I'm going to do a brief introduction for myself. So I'm, as Jamie said, I'm Laura. My pronouns are she, her, and also a brief audio description for anyone it's useful for. I am a white female in her 30s. I have brunette hair, which is currently tied back in a bit of a messy bun. I'm in purple, as usual. And if I wheel back, you can see I am in my wheelchair. And I'm currently in my lounge, so in front of kind of a teal throw over a sofa and pictures and things in the background, kind of teal themed. Yes, so a little bit about kind of what the session is about today. So we're looking at open language, and this is something that we've developed with Stopgap as a way to create inclusivity, access and equality within dance. It's something I'm particularly passionate about, is creating opportunities and empowerment for people who might otherwise have barriers to dancing and dance training. And in particular, those barriers are caused due to disability, but in general, anyone who faces a barrier for dancing. What I'm going to do is I'm going to explain a little bit about what I mean about open language, so you kind of get the gist of where I'm coming from. And then we're going to do a bit of moving, but it's completely up to you. You can take everything at your own pace, at your own level, move for what is right for you today. Look after your bodies. As I say, you only get one, so look after it. Make sure if you're going to move, you've got in as much space as you can get. I know we're all quite limited at the moment with dancing in our living rooms and kitchens and things. Make sure you've got some water, make sure you've got comfortable clothes to move in. And what else do I have to say before we get going? Yes, I think that's it. And if at any point you want to come in and join so I can see you join the room, that'd be lovely. So to kind of describe a little bit about open language, this is one of the reasons why we use it is it's a brilliant tool we found for creating accessibility, but it benefits everyone rather than kind of watering down technique or, and by technique, I mean basically dance skills. So I think for me, technique is relevant for everyone. Rather than watering it down, it actually lifts and elevates everyone and creates, I believe, a better experience for everyone. You get more in tune with your body and you become more of a thinking dancer rather than just kind of mindlessly creating shapes. So I think that's quite apt for this embodiment conference. So I'll do a little kind of a little mini game, actually, I suppose, to start with. I think it's the easiest way to explain what I mean by open and closed language. So if I was going to ask you to move using closed language, it's your choice. You can either do this or you can just imagine it. You can think about it. An example of closed language would be if I asked you to walk around your room, walk around the space. So if you want to give it a go, have a little walk around your space, just kind of take on what that means to you. Maybe you might just imagine it. That's absolutely fine. What does walking around the space feel like to you? What does it mean to you? How do you respond? I can see some of you moving around. That's fab. Excellent. And then let that go. So that will be closed language. It's quite, I think we all have a preconception that walking around the space is one capable, able foot in front of another capable, able foot moving around the space. And it's also, it's quite dull in a way. It's kind of like, you know, it's, there's so much already built in there that we just think, oh, it's just moving through the space and you're not really connected to it. If I was to say, now try this, try having a wander around the space. How does that change how you're moving? Or you might maybe try having a bit of one of my favorites, have a strut around the space. Can you strut around the space? How does that change how you're moving? How about a meander or a saunter? Yeah. Or a glide around the space? So, okay, you can come back together, let that go. Just have a moment to think about what that difference was. If there's anyone who's a quick typer and you want to just quickly put into the comments, into the chat, kind of the difference, whether there was anything you particularly noticed, or if you're in the room and you want to verbally say something, put your hand up and I believe we can unmute you. Yes, Suzanne? Are you able to?
Oh, that's it. I'm unmuted. Yeah. At the moment, when you say walk, I think, yeah, putting one foot in front of the other without the aid of my crutch. Whereas when you said, and it's like, no, please, no, do I have to? I mean, yeah. And then when, as soon as you say the other stuff, it's like, yeah, you haven't mentioned the walk word. It's like, oh, great, I can do all that. I just pick up my crutch and I can glide and I can meander.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very, very liberating.
Excellent. Yeah. Yes. And as well, thank you for that. As well, what did anyone notice anything about a change in quality between the two? Did you feel more connected to one than the other? Evelyn? I don't know if I've pronounced that right. Evelyn. Are you able to unmute yourself? Did you want to say something?
It's when you have injury to your feet or your legs don't work very well, every time someone says, go to your feet or stand up or walk around, you immediately kind of are confronted with what you can't do. And so what is really wonderful by saying wander around the room, you then have all kinds of ways of doing that. So it doesn't confront you with your trauma right at the moment. I mean, find your feet has been the hardest thing being in Five Rhythms for the last 5 years. But anyhow, yeah, find your feet is hard.
Yeah, absolutely.
So thank you.
Thank you. And I'm just going to read a few things that people have popped in the chat. So the open language is textures and implies intent and dynamics. Absolutely. That's the thing. There's so much more information there. You think about your movement more. I took in my surroundings more when asked to wander. Yep. Different body tension, different glance. The open language is dialogic, I think I've said that, with the space and employs the imaginative. We encourage everyone to change. Oh, right. That's something else. We encourage everyone to change their chat settings to all panelists and attendees so everyone can see your comments. Good thinking. That's someone who's got the Zoom technology down. And the other thing is, actually, with the difference between those two, you don't have to, if I were to say wander around the space with your eyes, you could. You don't actually have to use your full body necessarily. Have maybe a quick wander around the space with your eyes. It's kind of a lot less body specific. So we're going to do very briefly, because I want to get onto the other ones, the next kind of energy level up. So you don't have to do this, but just think how it would impact you if I said, right, run around your space. Again, it's that same kind of limiting for some of us. Some of us, yep, brilliant. We've got some running, brilliant. Again, kind of limited in the space as well. So it's not just maybe your physicality. So brilliant. If you've been running, you can stop. Or if you've been, so think about now, if you were to dart around the space, how would that change your energy? How would that change maybe the way you're connecting with the movement? Maybe different body parts? Can you dart just with your elbow? Can you dart just with your focus? You might zoom or zip or dash or surge or buzz through the space. So all of these suddenly have a lot more energy, a lot clearer quality. And I think, so it has this double effect of one, it's a clearer quality, it gets you kind of there quicker, but then it's not limiting, it's not shutting off and shutting down from people who maybe for whatever reason aren't able to do those, the preconceived movements. Yeah, so, lovely. So the locomotor movement direction is simple and the richer language is complex. Yeah, myriad of interpretations. So yeah, it's just, and that hopefully you should be connecting with your body a little bit more with those other ones. So what we're going to do now is, again, if there's anyone else who wants to take this moment to, now they've got I get what she's got on about, to join the room as well, then please do raise your hand. And we're gonna move on. We're gonna do a short improvisation, and I'm gonna introduce some different textures and qualities. We're then gonna put it into quite a simple framework with four different parts to it. And then I'd like to, at the end, hopefully we should have enough time, I'm on time at the moment, to do a little phrase of movement. And again, with each of these, it's really up to you how you're feeling today, how your body is, what space you've got, what surface you're working on, as to what level you take these. If you just want to sit and watch and imagine, that's fine. If you want to do, take it whatever energy level is right for you today. Okay. So now I didn't do a sound test before, so hopefully this will, And I'm just going to move you all. I'm going to move you all down a layer. So hold on. And I'm just going to.
Are you playing music, Laura, just to check?
I am.
Is your music licensed?
It is. It's so it is stuff that we've got permission for Stopgap. So, yes.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yes. And I can send you through that permission later. Okay. So there, you can see a little bit, hopefully a little bit more. And just want some background music to start with. So while I'm just queuing up the music, just kind of get yourself comfortable. If you want to be in an upright position, whatever that is for you today, if you want to be more connected with your surface, on something, you know, wherever you are, if you're on your settee or on your bed or on the floor, upright, wherever is good for you to start today. I say start today, we're in the afternoon, but you know what I mean. Right. So we have should be just background, but hopefully you can hear that a bit. Yes. Lovely. So the four movements that we're going to explore, or qualities, are squelch, then stir, brush, and melt. Well, actually melt and float, they go together. Okay, so we're going to start with squelch. So you can imagine like there's mud on the floor around you, on your surface, in the space around you. Maybe it's something a bit stickier, could even be sand, toffee, whatever you want, and find a bit of a squelch. It's a lovely word. So think about squelching down. Maybe imagine whatever it is you're squelching to going through your fingers, through your toes. You can squelch different body parts. Doesn't just have to be hands and feet. You can think about squelching in your shoulders, squelching in your elbows, your hips, whatever works for you, find a squelch. And you can change the speed if you like, get a little bit faster. Maybe even if your body is ready for it, you can try squelching away from your center a bit, finding a bit of a transfer of weight, whatever that is for you. Lovely. Just a little bit more. Then we're going to go into a stir. So taking that mud or that honey maybe, and thinking about stirring. Find a little bit of resistance. Nice, think about that as you're traveling, you can stir different body parts. Maybe you've got external body parts. Can you think internally? Can you stir with your diaphragm? Can you stir with your lungs? Can you stir with your eyes? Finding different sizes from big to small. And you can think about different levels for your stirring as well. Lovely. Then we're going to go on to the next one. So brushing. So finding, it could be brushing on your own body. It could be a surface that you have around you, whether that's maybe your mobility aid, if that's the floor, maybe a sofa or a wall, find some brushing.
Laura, are you able to drop your camera a tiny bit? We're getting a lot of ceiling.
Sorry.
Thank you.
That's all right. Okay, so yeah, finding that brushing.
try and find again that bit of resistance like we had in the stir. Being aware of how different surfaces feel. Lovely. And then the last one we're going to go into is finding some melting and floating. So you might imagine chocolate maybe melting, maybe bubbles floating. I think also a nice image is that of a lava lamp. You've got it melting and floating all in one. So find, maybe it might just be a small body part. Might be your whole body. Lovely. Nice. And then we're just going to have a little recap of each of those just to remember again. So find some squelches. Find some stirs. Find some brushes. And some melting and floating. Nice. And then when you're ready, calming back to stillness. Okay. Do you want to grab a bit of water? Take a little bit of time just to let that movement sink in. Okay. So we're going to then put these into a bit of a movement structure. We're going to start with our squelching. And you've got 8 counts. And you can do as many or as few squelches as you like in those 8 counts. Use whatever body part works for you. Maybe there was something in the improvisation, in the exploration that kind of you're like, oh, I want to do that again. You don't have to set it. 8 counts of squelching. So 8 counts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Whatever that is. Excellent. Then we have 8 counts for our stirs. And I'd like with these 8 counts for you to start with small stirs and gradually get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger to as big as you can go today. So 8 counts for finding stirs from small to medium to as big as you can go today. Yep. Lovely. So that's squelching for 8 stirs, small to big. Then we have brushes. I'd like for our 8 counts of brushes, you to pick and choose 4 brushes. And you have a choice, whatever the brushes are, you can either do the 4 slowly. So take 2 counts, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Or, I shan't do my hair again. Or you can do them quick and repeat it twice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes? So take a little moment now. I'm going to take a moment and actually set mine as well to think of 4 brushes, decide which speed you're going to do them. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Right. Are we all good? Have we chosen our brushes? Hopefully, yes. So, squelches, stirs, brushes. Final count of 8. We are going to take a float for 2. Find some kind of float. If it takes you into a balance, that's great. If not, don't worry. Some kind of float. One, two. Then we're going to melt down. Three, four, five, six, seven. And then on eight, we're going to have a quick float, a bit like a, like you suddenly got a burst of air underneath you. Yes, lovely. So it's up for two, float, one, two, down, melting, five. Two, five does not come after two. One, two, down, three, four, five, six, seven, on eight. Lovely. And you can really use your breath that as well. Okay, let us, I think we've got that. I think we can go for it. Okay. Hopefully you can hear that all right. This is the speed. So starting with our squatches. Five, six, seven, eight. Squatch. Two, three, four, five, six, seven. Stirring small. Stirring, getting bigger. Five, six, seven, eight. Brushing. One, two, three. Then I'll float, one, two, melt, melt. Lovely, nice. Let's go again one more time. Try and really like find a little bit more detail in the quality. So really remembering the resistance, experiencing each movement, okay? Ready. Squelching. Stirring small to big. Brushes. One, two, three, four, five. Floating. One, two, melt. Five, six, seven, eight. Yeah. Lovely. Pause it there. Super. So that was an example of quite, again, grab a drink if you need one. That was an example of using those qualities into a structure, but it was still, although there were bits of detail in there, it was still fairly loose structure. There was, went from loose to being specific about the size, being specific about repeating and remembering, and then something that we all did together that was the same. So that's kind of one variation. There's lots of the beauty, I think, with open language and the textures is that you can tweak it and make it as complicated or as easy as works for you for that day. You can kind of give lots of instructions or you can kind of leave it quite open. So, we're going to now, I'd like to do a bit of a phrase with you. So kind of an example of where it's starting to get maybe a little bit more complex. Again, please look after your bodies. Do what is right for you today. If you're not feeling very creative and you want to copy my version of it, that is absolutely fine. If you are feeling really creative and you've got lots of energy and you want to kind of take the instructions and make them quite challenging for yourself, brilliant. If you want somewhere in between, whatever works for you. So we are going to start. I'm going to shift back a little bit so you can see a bit more of me. Maybe just tip you down a little bit more, but hopefully you won't lose my hands. So we are going to start. How does it start? With stirring. So we've already explored this. This is already familiar to us. We're going to do a small stir, a medium stir, and then a big stir, which then reverses itself. So for me, my stirs are going to be a small one in my shoulder, a medium one in my ribs. Then I'm going to do a big one kind of crossing my arm over and back, and then reverse it back over to the front. So find that for you. If ideally you kind of want to be setting these. If it's not exactly the same each time, I'm not going to know. But yeah, try and have something a little bit set if you can. So choose a small, a medium, a big, and then reverse that big stir. Yep. Cool. From there, we are then going to do, we're then going to do like a rock, thinking about a little bit of transference of weight, a little bit like a rocking horse. So you might want to think about where you've just finished your second, your reverse. Which way did I go? I went this way, this way, this way, this way. Think about where you've just finished that and then find a small rock and back, and then find a bigger rock and back. So it's yeah, just small and then bigger. You might just test your limits a little bit more with the second one. Yeah, lovely. I can see some great movement happening. So we'll just put that a little bit together to start with. We have small, medium, large, reverse, find a rock, small and bigger, and try taking that momentum from that bigger rock and finding a way to change direction. I'm just doing a small quarter turn. If you want to make it a bigger change of direction, that is absolutely fine, whatever works for you. If you just want small, that's fine. But try and find a journey that flows from that rocking, almost you find a little bit of suspension into a change of direction. Lovely. And then once you've found your change of direction, we're going to have a jab moment. So something that's it's sharp, it's direct, jab. If you want, you can think about whether you go towards it with your body or maybe go away with it. So I'm jabbing with my left hand kind of diagonally down in front of my body, and I'm going to lean my body away from the jab. Jab. Yes. Let's put that together. There are counts, but they are quite loose. So don't worry if you're not there with the counts. They don't matter today. Count-free day. So we have our circle, big or medium, big stir, reverse the stir. Then we have our rock and bigger rock, change of direction and jab. Totally didn't tell you what the counts were. So small, one, two, medium, three, four, big, five, six, back, seven, eight, rock, one, back, two, big, three, back, four, change direction, five, six, jab on, seven, and then recover, eight. Yes, if you want the counts, don't worry if you're not into counting today. So we have our jab there. Then we have a brush like we were doing earlier. My brush is going to go across my chest and towards the screen. And I'm going to go leaning with that brush, finding a nice connection through brush, and then swinging like a door, swinging open and closed. So wherever your brush takes you, open and then close. Try and find a nice little bit of maybe a bit of rebound with that. As my arm swings back, I have a little kind of shift with my chair that I shift forwards as my arm goes back. So you might find some kind of reaction to the opening close. So we have that brush across, open and close. From here, we're going to take a dive through of thinking about scooping, actually, maybe thinking about an ice cream, scooping through ice cream. So take like a scoop through and then reverse up. I'm scooping through with the top of my head forwards and then reversing back. You might scoop with a body part, scoop with a leg, whatever works. How are we doing? Should we go back to the top? Yes. back to the top. Okay, we have our circles. So we have small, medium stir even, big stir, reverse, the stir, rocking, one, two, rock and change direction, and then jab. We have our brush across, swinging open and closed. Ice cream, scooping and reversing. Yeah, we good? From here, we have, see if you can find a little moment of suspend. So I'm going to take a little suspend before I take a little shunt backwards. So I kind of suspend and then catch and pull in backwards. So there's a little bit of length before pulling in. However that is for you in your space, obviously be careful suspending and falling. You don't want to crash into anything. So you found that suspend and pull. From here, we are going to crumble. So I'm going to try and think of lots of different body parts crumbling. So it's like a little journey kind of cascading down through my body. So crumble, crumble, crumble down. Let's go from the brush. Yeah, we've done our jab. Then we have our brush. Brush, swing open and close. Diving, scooping, reverse the scoop. Have a little moment of suspend and catch. And then our crumble, 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 crumbs. And then a slow float back up. And like with before, with that float, if it takes you into a balance or some kind of rise, then yeah, that's brilliant. Go for that. Okay. So finding that floating moment. How are we doing for time? Let's go. There's not too much to learn yet, too much left. So hopefully you're following me. Let's go from the top. We have our stirs. Go, stir, stir, big reverse, rocking, big rock, and turn. Jab, brush, swinging open and closed, ice cream, reverse, little moment of suspense. And catch, crumble, slow float. Nice. Last little bit, very last little bit. We have, so my pathway, I'm going to complete the turn that I started. So I did a little quarter turn. This, I'm going to then continue the turn back around to face the front. Whatever that works for you, you might end up not facing the screen, that's fine. Just find a turn pathway that works for you. And to do that turn, we're gonna use three slices. So whichever body part, I'm gonna slice across with my arm, back with my arm, and then back across in front. Three slices to turn. Have a little moment to find what that is for you. Doesn't matter how much you turn, as long as there's some change of direction. So don't float. And yeah. From here, your last slice, have a throw, have a little melt. And then like we did in the exercise before, the last count is that little pop up. That you can make it, let's go for something a little bit different, make it a bit more of a burst. So there's a little bit more energy to it. Yeah, burst, whoa, nice. Whew, that's everything. Let's do the whole thing from the top. I hope you're keeping with me. Okay, so yeah, we have stirring going, stir, stir, big river, find your rock, small, big rock, and find your change of direction, jab, brushing, swinging open and close, scooping, reverse, find that suspend and catch, crumble, float. And we have our slices to turn. Slice, 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 throw, melt, burst. Yes. Yeah. I think we're good to have a tentative go through with music. My speaker has just turned off. So have a moment for yourself just to kind of think about that journey through, think about your pathways, remembering the different qualities. And we'll do it a few times with music. Cool. And like I said, the counts, I've not really told you them, they don't really matter. We'll fudge them. Okay. Can you hear the music all right? Yes. Okay. Ready? With your stirs. Here we go. And stir. Stir. Big. Reverse. Find your rock. Big rock. Change direction, jab, and your brush, open and close, scoop, reverse, suspend, catch, crumble, float, ready to slice, go slice, 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 whoop. Throw, melt, and burst. Nice, let's go again. I'm just gonna whack this back. Ooh, back to the start of the track. Okay.
You wanna just turn the music up a tiny bit because it's a little bit quiet.
Yeah, of course. Oh, that is not up. Yeah, better. I'll speak loudly as well. Ready, stir. Big reverse, rock, rock, change direction, jab, brush, swing open, close, scoop, reverse, suspend, catch, crumble, float, slicing. To do it again. So also what I should say is I'm gonna leave a little bit of time at the end for question and answers. Forgot to warn you that at the start, so do be thinking about if you've got any questions, whether it's to do with how it relates to you, how it might relate to someone that you might teach or anything. Yeah, free for all on questions, but for now just take a little moment for yourself. Try and really find a bit of depth to those qualities. Maybe try and exaggerate them a bit more. So the jab is jabbier, the scoop is smoother. So you're finding the extremes of the qualities. Yeah. And if you've got any space for a little bit more, if you're like, I've got this, maybe think about your focus, where you're sending that, and your breath. Because I know I know I'm particularly bad at remembering to breathe when I'm dancing, so I'm going to think about my breath as well. Okay, so let's give it another go through. Okay. Ready? And off we go. Let's just take a little moment to center, find neutral position, whatever that is for you, if you want to be upright or on a surface. And just take a few deep breaths. Just letting that movement that we've done today kind of echo in the body. Giving yourself time to take that on. Then we're going to find a big stretch and a yawn. And then throw it away. One more, find nice length, stretching, yawning. And throw it away. Excellent. If you need to do any stretches for yourself, whatever you need to do, then please do feel free to do that. But I'm going to stop moving from here to allow you time to think of some questions, ask some questions. And hope you enjoyed. I'm going to move you all back up onto the upper deck. So
while Laura's moving her camera, so if anyone has any questions, it's easiest if you type them into the Q&A box, or if typing's challenging for you, please feel free to, if you're on camera, wave your hand at me and we can unmute you and you can ask a question that way. Tracy, okay, hold on, Tracy, let me just unmute you. Right, you should be, no, hang on. There we go, yeah, go ahead.
Really enjoyed that. I did challenge with, because I normally do improvisation and give time to feel the textures. So I was just wondering about what you kind of mean by textured language, and if you could say a little bit more about that.
I suppose, it's the kind of, it's language that has a quality to it, not just a shape or a anatomical description. So something, and it can be, you can find these textures from kind of all sorts of different things. Sometimes I quite like using food to help find the texture, like the moving through honey, or or it might be something that's like the jab kind of has it like a direct thing. Anything that has a bit of a quality and a kind of a specific maybe energy to it rather than just a kind of a shape. So like I choose stir instead of circle. I could say draw three circles, but I think that can make it sometimes quite flat. Sometimes it's useful, but sometimes that can be quite flat. And I think by saying stir, it adds more kind of dynamic, more depth, and I find I connect with it more and kind of embody it more.
Thank Does that you. Help? Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
And I'm guessing also, Tracy, if you do a lot of improvisation, you're talking as well about the like length of time you get to really play with those textures. So I'm assuming, Laura, with your dance work, you would give, like in training, your dancers would have a lot more time to really explore the textures, and then you take bits from that to put into the routine. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, this is a kind of relatively short snapshot of what we do. So, and again, I kind of wanted to move through relatively quickly to give you some kind of examples of the different things and to take you on that journey. But yeah, potentially in maybe more of a studio setting, we might spend longer on an improvisation or maybe just explore fewer qualities and then work with them deeper. So it really depends kind of who you're working with. So it might be something I might use a similar way of working in terms of the textures and improvisation and then setting material with, you know, range from professional dancers with lots of experience to people who are very new to dance, people who maybe have more complex needs. But it's still, so that would then vary how long we would spend with each bit. But yeah, the kind of the journey is quite often similar.
Amazing. We've also got a question from Shreya. Could emotions be used as texture, or could we combine texture with emotion for different qualities?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that idea. Yeah, because I think that emotions, you can really, they really affect how how you would physically move, or, you know, your stance and things. So yeah, absolutely. I think I may have done it. I'm not sure. If I've not already done it, I'm going to borrow that. I'm going to steal it. Thank you. How are we doing? Anyone else? Whether it's a question or maybe just a kind of a bit of a how you experience that, it might be maybe you're interested in how it might work with a particular group.
That was my question actually, because we were not using legs, but we were saying look around the room. So if you have people with visual impairment, you might want to say sense the room, right? Because that gives more opportunities. So when you're working with different abilities, you kind of adjust what you can offer according to what's in the room. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. Yes.
All right. Are there any last burning questions? Alison, do you want to unmute and ask one? This will be the last question I think we have time for.
Do you have any suggestions for using open language in dance classes for kids?
Yeah. So I think it can be, it depends a little bit on the age. Have you got a specific age in mind, actually, Alison, or just kids in general?
Yeah, so I'm thinking specifically of my modern level two, so like a bunch of like 7 to 9-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think then kind of particularly with kids, it can work quite well. I don't know, to be honest, I'm not very good with popular culture. So a lot of my popular culture references that I would use are probably well out of date for them. But things, it might be whether it's to do with things that are around them in the space. Sometimes at that age, kind of using language that you can then thread into a story can be quite helpful, because that as well helps with remembering then the order of things. So that can be, that can be useful. And I think kind of going with things that are not too abstract an idea, maybe at that age, you kind of want to go with things that are kind of more concrete. So whether that's like food, or whether it's, you know, something around the space, maybe. You might also, another thing is, if you want to work on a particular texture, if you've got something that is that texture, so like maybe crunchy foil, or it might be like you've got a cushion that's all fluffy that you could bring in, so that can help. That's another way into the texture.
Amazing, cool. So we're going to have to mostly wrap up there. So I'm just going to do a little blurb, and then I will come back to you, Laura, for the last word.
Because I've got a shameless plug that I need to do.
Absolutely. So just to say thank you to everyone for coming, and thank you very much to our participants who were willing to turn their video on and share your beautiful dances with us. That was amazing. Just to say that if anyone is considering promoting upgrading to the library package, where you can get lifetime access either to one channel or to the whole conference, please do consider that doing that soon. We are obviously coming to the end of the conference, and the prices will go up once the conference ends, so now is a really great opportunity to get that at a discounted rate. Obviously lots of sessions have been and gone now and are no longer available, so there's lots of content there to get access to. And also, if it's not within your financial capability at the moment to upgrade to that package, but you do want to help towards the conference and help us continue providing this to people who cannot afford it, please do consider donating to the conference or to one of our selected charities. There should be links in the portal for that. We're going to pop a whole lot of links in the chat, which will take you to the page where you can upgrade. And also, don't forget the coffee break rooms, where you can go and check in with other people and have a chat to them and share your learning experiences. So Laura, two questions, I guess. One is, what is your top embodiment tip? And very quick plug for whatever it is that you need to plug.
I'm going to plug, because I've forgotten that question and I've got to think about it. Just to plug, so with Stopgap Dance Company, we've been at the moment, because of all the changes and everything, we've been working on our home practice. So you can go over to our YouTube channel, and there's lots of groundwork and seeds to kind of like unpicking dance, and then various different classes that take you on kind of various journeys. There is one on textures, there's one on translating, so that's a whole massive thing that we're going to be growing over the next 2 years. And my tip on embodiment is to not judge yourself by what anyone else is doing, I think, and kind of find your own journey. Maybe I know sometimes it can be difficult when you maybe don't move or look like everyone else in the space around you. So not judging yourself, I think.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Laura. I'm sure everyone else here joins me in thanking you. We're going to wrap up the session now, but hope you all have a great rest of your day, and see you back on this channel at 8 o'clock for the next session. Take care.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.